Yeah, so the Mishnah Samach Chesam Bay is in Nida. Alright, so the Mishnah is a three way machloka. So like this. Hazov Hazov Shabadku Atzman Biyom Rishon Umotsu Tohar Biyom Hashvi Umotsu Tohar Vishar Yomim Shabin Taim Lo Badku. So the Zava that did, so they both require Shiva Nikim. So if they did a Bidika on the first day and found it Tohar, and the seventh day and it was good, but they did not do any bidikas in between. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer HaRehein, Bechezkas Tara. So Rabbi Eliezer says it's good. Okay. Yeah. So Rashi, first of all, Azov Azov Hashem Posku. So Rashi has in, first of all, that was the Hefsek Tara. Okay. Then they started to count the Shiva. And they did a bidika on Yerishon and Shvi. Okay. So Rabbi Eliezer says it's good. They're Bechezkas Tara. Rabbi Yoshua Omer Ein Lohem Ela Yom Rishon V'Yom Shvi Bilvad. Rabbi Yoshua is a very difficult shita. He holds 1 and 7 count, and now they need 5 more days. Okay. And Rabbi Akiva says Ein Lohem Ela Yom Shvi Bilvad. They only have the 7th day. So you have to start from 7 and count 6 more days. Rashi. Rabbi Kiva Omer Ein Lam Ela Shvi'i Shema Ro'u Bein Tayim V'Sosru Sirason HaRishona. So maybe they saw. Why do they only have the 7th day? He says maybe they saw in between. That'd be Sosru the first days. Alright, so it's a little bit of difficulty for Rabbi Akiva. I mean, so why don't you require another hefsek before you can get started? Alright, so the Gemara goes through a little bit of a discussion between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, which I'm going to skip. Basically, Lamaisa though, what is Rabbi Yoshua's shita really? It's a chumrah, midrabanan, the way it comes out in the end. That there's no such thing as counting, say, Rugen for Shiva Nikiyam. Nobody holds that you can count. Everyone agrees the count Midaraisa is Ritzufin, consecutive days. The only thing is, except for Balkeri, except for the Zov and the Keri. So Rabbi Yeshua is Machmir. And he requires to make up the days that you didn't count in between. But it seems really holds its good midraisa. Okay, we'll get back to Rabbi Yeshua later. But the Gemara concludes like this. The Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Yossi. Now let's go. Yeah, Rabbi Shimon. Omri, Nirin, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Mi Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer makes more sense than Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva, midivrei kulan, and Rabbi Akiva makes the most sense of al halacha to Rabbi Eliezer, but we all think Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, so why is Rabbi Eliezer better than Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva better than all of them? So Rashi says like this: Nirin divrei Rabbi Eliezer, midivrei Rabbi Yoshua. Since he's worried that maybe you saw in between, so he has like somewhat of an inconsistent sheet over here. Seems inconsistent. He's making you do the 5 more days because he's worried that maybe you saw in between. So he should just be like Rabbi Akiva, just say, just start from 1. And Rabbi Akiva makes the most sense. Why? Deboy Surin Ubedukin. Because he requires Surin Ubedukin. Yeah, so what is the basic mitzvah over here? Is the Sfira Shivas Yomim. Right? Sofer Lo Shivas Yomim. And by the Zov too. So he's saying Rabbi Akiva makes the most sense. It's Surin Ubedukin. Alright, so we have to understand what that means, that Surin Ubedukin. But before we try to define the machlokas, let's just see all of the possibilities here, all the shitas. Okay, but I want to try to see if we can explain basically Rabbi Akiva versus Rabbi Eliezer. I mean, Rabbi Yeshua is a separate din. Now, within Rabbi Eliezer, though, the Gemara says there are different possibilities on what his sheet is. So let's see all of his all the possibilities. So look at this. Iboilu. Hazov ve'azova shebodku atzman yom rishon v'yom shmini u'matzu tohar. V'shara yomim lo bodku. So what if you have the case over here, instead of 1 and 7, they did 1 and 8. So Rashi, Kvar Avru Yumei Asvira, V'lo Hayu Sofan B'Tara, V'lo Bodka Yom Shvi. So now it's different than the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, you had a Svira, you had a Sofan B'Tara. But over here, there was no Bedika on the seventh day. So the Gemara says, Le Rebbe Eliezer Mahu. So what would Rebbe Eliezer hold in that case? Yeah. What would Rebbe Eliezer hold in that case? Rashi. Le Rebbe Eliezer de Machshir Bebedikas Shvi'i Im HaRishon Mahu. And it's very funny that the Gemara asks the question. I mean, it seems pretty clear. He says he needs Rishon and Shvi. But I think Tostra has to work out that because of the Chidushim of the other Shitas. Maybe it's there because of the Chidushim of the other Shitas. Okay. So what would he himself really hold in this case? So Rashi is like, Ma'u, Tchiloson v'sofon bo'inan v'hocha Tchiloson ika sofon leika, which itself is interesting, right? O Dilma Tchiloson afal gav she'ein sofon. So is it that he requires both Tchila v'sof? And here you have the tachila, but not the sof. Or maybe it's tachila even though you don't have the sof. So it wouldn't matter if he did the eighth day, basically. Truth of the matter is, why does he even have to say he did the eighth day in the question? Just say he did the seventh, he just did the first day. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So Rashi like this. Mahu, what's the chakira? L'divrei l'Rebbe Yoshua vadai ein lohem ela shmini bilvad. It's interesting. He's saying it's only a question for Rebbe Eliezer, because even though Rebbe Yoshua holds you don't need to be ritzufin, they could be b'sei rugin, but he would agree in this case that you can't. That's the chiddush. That's why it's 1 and 8. It's saying it's dafka kasha. It's dafka a question of Rabbi Eliezer. Even though it's 1 and 8, there's no question for Rabbi Yoshua. Why? Why can't Rabbi Yoshua count 1, 8 and then finish up 5 more days? The afagav de tali milse bebedika. Yeah. Diafogav the Tali Milse Bibidika Umone Yomim Habidukim Afilu Bise Rugin Hani Mini Birishon Ushvi the Chazi Litzarufi Lichad Minyona Avashmini Lav Miseder Sviras Harishon Hu Volomit Starif. So even according to Yeshua, it wouldn't be possible, because although he says you count the yomim that you checked, even though this irugin, that's only if you did at least 1 and then 7, then you can continue 8, 9, 10, etc. Because at least 1 and 7 are chazi l'tzarufi l'chad minyano. But 1 and 8, can't do it. You'd have to start with 8. Will Rabbi Akiva nami ein lo ela shmini bavad? That's pashut. Shema roa bein tayim umikan ve'elach tzarach lisvor shisha ela l'Rebbe Eliezer mimach zekinan kol shiva bitara mishum bedikas rishon dahavi tchiloson bitara ola. So that's the question of here. Can we say, at least Rabbi Eliezer, that we can be machzik all of the seven betara because of the bedikas rishon, which is the tchila betara, or not? Let's just go a little further. This is like this. Omar Rav, he. It's the same thing. It's good. Tchilasan af pisha ein sofan. Rabbi Chanina omar tchilasan v'sofan bo'inan. Hacha tchilasan ika sofan leika. So the Gemara says in Machlokas, Rav and Rabbi Chanina. Rav holds even the first day is enough, according to Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Chanina holds it's dafka tchila v'sof. So within Rabbi Eliezer, you have a machlokas. Is it dafka tchila v'sof, or is it even tchila? And then the Gemara has one more question. All right, goes through this case with I think we mentioned it last time, with the Banos Kusim problem. Sounds like he's saying he can start on the first day. Of the Gestalt Shiva Nakim on the third day of the Zavah Gedola. So the Gemara says, no, it means to say Shif Risha Batara B'Shlish Shlo. So Frosu L'Minyan Shiva Nakim. Okay, yeah. So the Gemara says, fine, so what's the Chiddush? Yeah. He says, Ki Kama Rav Lebar Mishlishi. Bar Mishlishi Pshita. Yeah, right, what's the case? Let's try to this short, hard to jump ahead. What was the case? It goes like this. So it says if a zava has a hefsek tara on her third day, she can count it to the minyan shiva nikiyim. So the Gemara says that sounds like the banos, like the kusim, that they held you can count the day of the hefsek tara as the first day of the shiva nikiyim, and that we know is no good. So he says it goes now. It means like this. It means levar mishlisha. Mishlishi. Not that she's going to count the third day of the Re'iyah. So then it's Pashat. Then it's Pashat. Lo Tzricha. Go on. De lo Bodka ad Shvi. V'ashminan hasam tchilasan afa pishen sofan. V'hacha kamash v'lon sofan afa pishen tchilasan. So no, the Chiddush of this statement is that that what she did was she did a hefsek tara on the third day, and then she did no bedikos until the seventh day. That's what the case means to teach you. Okay? And that's a chiddush that sofa naf al pishein tchilasan. We already know that Rav holds tchilasan naf al pishein sofan. But you need to have this statement to teach you that it's also true if you have sofan without the tchila. So what's the difference? If I know tchila without sof, why would I think sof without tchila is no good? Demav desema tchilason achapishein sofon hu deamrinon du ukminu achez kayu aval sofon achapishein tchilason lo komash malon. Yes, let's see Rashi. Delo bodka ad shvi, delo avi tchilas yemei svira betara. The lo bodka barishal misha frisha bebena shmasha shashlishi luziva shirasa bobiyom. So she didn't do any bedikos after the hefsek tara on the third day. Ad shvi lesvira vitrei kuli ashminan rav vesvira. Okay, what are the two kulas? Tchila vesof and sof without tchila. Hasam doma rav leel demetai rabbi eliezer vibodik rishon vishmini ashminan tchilason af pishen sofan. So over there he taught us the chiddush of tchila without sof. The hachash minan sof and af pishein tchilason. The mishum bedikas shvii machzekinan kol shisha lefon of betara. Hoyel uposko bishlishi. So it's only because she did the hefsek tara. Okay. Umi hafrosha betara bo'inan. But she definitely needs hefsek tara. Demisha Hochsok Mayan Pasuach Leka Lachzuki Bitara. Once we know she started, she had a flow, so you have to be, you have to show that it stopped. Once it's Mayan Pasuach, you have to show that it closed up. Ad Shetivdok V'Timtzo Sheposak Kidarmin of Masishin. The Hifrisho Bitara Bo'inan. Okay. So what I want to see if we can understand is the basic machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, right? And then within Rabbi Eliezer, you have machlokas of if it's dafka 1 and 7 according to Rabbi Chanina. And according to Rav, tchila below sof is more pasha apparently, or at least tchila below sof or sof below tchila are different svaras. If you knew one, you wouldn't necessarily know the other. Just because we know that Rav said tchila without sof is good, that seems to be more primary. That doesn't necessarily mean that sof without tchila is good. So those are the points I want to try to cover. Yeah. Okay. So what do you guys... you want to... All right, so I want to say like this, just a simple point here, that you have two inyanim over here in this halacha. You have the mitzvah of svira, v'sofra lo shivas yamim, and it's a well known question for a woman: why is the woman make a bracha on that on the mitzvah? So Satosha says because it's not definite. Might get to the seventh day, it'll be Soser. But there is definitely an inyan of the Sviras Shivas Yom. And I saw someone quoted the Chinuch also asked the question. He asked the question differently. He said, why doesn't she have to say it the peh? Ayom Yom Rishon Shel Shivanikiyam. So he says you can't tell just because the lashon of the Torah is v'safar and it says the same thing by Yovel and Shemitah. You can't tell. You have to go by Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh says this one just has to be some kind of an awareness and a keeping track, and it doesn't have to be bepeh. This one has to be bepeh. It's the same thing by the lashon zohar. Sometimes lashon zohar means a real enunciation bepeh. Sometimes it doesn't. You have to know the halacha alpi Torah Shebal Peh, but there is definitely an inyan of the Sviras Yom, and in conjunction with the Sviras Yomim is obviously that it's not just Sviras Yomim Stam, it's Yomim Nikiyim, it's Shiva Yom Nikiyim that require the Svira. So that's the question over here. How do you accomplish the Sviras Yomim and the Nikiyim? How do those two ideas combine? So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, really, Alpi Svara, Rabbi Akiva is the most mistaver way. That basically Rabbi Akiva holds the mitzvah of the Shiva Nikiyim is that the svira is accomplished by the bedika itself. That's surin ubedukin. Means to say that in order to establish the yomim of Shiva Nikiyim, in order to be mona, the Shiva yomim of Shiva Nikiyim, the mechanism itself of the svira is the bedika. So it's not really that he holds that he's really choshesh. That's why he says if you just counted the last day, you don't need a new Hefsek Tahara. You just really are. He's expressing the idea that the bedika shivas yomim must the minion of shivas yomim is shivas yomim nikiyim. It means to say that the way that they're established is through knowledge of their status, and therefore the first days you can't count them. Not that he's really holding that there's a suffix if she had a riyah and maybe she needs another Hefsek Tahara. But it means to say that the way that the days are established in terms of the minyan, this is not a minyan of hayon of a minyan bepeh, like the chinuch asks. It's a minyan that you're mona through the maisa of being mevara the nikias. So therefore he holds, any day that you didn't do a bedika on simply is not ola leminyan shiva. And since it can't be, since it must be ritzufin, has to be shiva nikim. Shiva, you have to do bedika every day. And and it would seem, according to this, certainly the bedika would have to be bayom. Like we described. I mean, that's the din of the bedika has to be bayom, because the bedika is the minyan hayom, is how you're mona the yom, and you have to be mona the yom in the after halos. But
why does Rashi say that in the Mishnah, like
Shemarom, right?
The sus, right? Shemarom in time is sus through us and Rishona. Isn't it more just like you don't have a minyan of yom and ritzufim? Is it really like because you're a choshish? That's like a stira.
I think he's trying to say that. Well, what does he mean over there? Maybe there was a stiras.
Yeah, the stiras of us. Like,
yeah, it's true. And if it was sosa, but if it really was sosa yom rishonim,
that's your question. You
that's
have.
The problem, right?
Not your question. All right.
He means to say, in terms of the minyan. Mara says, "That's a rational the boy surin ubedukin."
Right.
That's the din. The din is, what is the entity of Shiva Nikim? It's a svira al yedei maisa bedika. That's the minyan. That's how you establish the minyan. It's not the day doesn't exist until the bedika is koveya, the yom, the Nikim.
Right. So now if you skip a day and you didn't count.
That's what the maisa bedika does. It negates the possibility that there was a... Riyah, I mean, to the best that we can do. So that's why it's not Ola Laminyan Shiva, because you haven't established the day of Nikiyam to be for the Minyan to proceed.
Mm-hmm. So it's Soser, the original days is the missing a day itself, is what Soser, the original days.
So maybe we can read Rashi better then.
Okay.
Shema robe in time. That's the problem. That's the Sofru Sfira Soharishona. It's not maybe there was a Riyah that was Sosa the Shiva Yom, the count from before. It's because of the maybe that it is Sosa.
Because of the maybe, it's not a good minion.
It's not a good minion.
And now you're Sosa original day, it's because it's not Sira for the next
That's
day.
Right. That's right. Since it's not definite, therefore you can't count it as part of the minion. This sasru is not part of the Shema.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You mean literally it would be impossible to say, then it wouldn't make any sense to say that the Dukin is a Sfira.
If you couldn't see.
Yeah, if for some reason it was impossible to see. It wouldn't make any sense to say that it's 7 days of Dukin.
Right.
So it's based upon the Shema.
Right. Okay, good. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, though... Obviously, so he is, so it's for Rabbi Akiva, they're in lockstep. The bedika, the minyan shiva and the bedika are one and the same. The minyan shiva is via the bedika. That's the maisa minyan yomim. It's the way your mona shiva yom nikim is through the maisa of establishing is through the mechanism that establishes that they're naki. But for Rabbi Eliezer, that's not necessary. There's some distance between the minyan yomim and the establishing and the maisa of being bodek, the nekiyos of the yomim. And that's what the next three opinions are dealing with. What exactly is the relationship between the minyan shiva and the bedikas of the bedika of the nekiyim? So for the first possibility, it goes like this. It says that for Rabbi Eliezer, it's not that you need a Maisa Bedika to be Mona the Shiva Yomim, but that the minion of the Shiva Yomim has to be Kavua through the Bedika. So it has to be the Tchila Vesef. The entity of the Shiva Yomim have to be defined Al Yedei Bedika. Not that the Maisa minion is a Maisa Bedika. That's Rabbi Akiva. It's not you haven't counted until you did a bedika. For Rabbi Eliezer, it's Shiva Nikiyam means to say as a combination. There's a minyan of Shivas Yomim, but they're defined by the Maisa Bedika. Not that the minyan is a minyan of Bedika, but the Yomim are Kavua through the Bedika. So therefore, it's Dafka. This is the Techilas Shivas Yomim and the Sof Shivas Yomim are Kavua Ayedei Bedika. That's what it allows the entity of the Shiva or Yomim Bein Tayim to exist. But if you had a Tchila without a self, you would be lacking the minyan Shiva, right?
It's not a discrete entity unless you do it beginning and end.
That's right. Because you need two things. You need a minyan Shiva, but it has to be kavua has to be defined by the Nikim. So how do you have a kavias? How are you mona Shiva Yomim of Nikim? It means to say that this set of Yomim is kavua through the Bedika, and then the minyan can proceed on its own.
Couldn't it be logical to say that you just koveya l'chachila? In other words, you koveya 7 days of Taira,
right,
and the culmination of the seventh day, you go into the mikvah, and the koveya l'chachila, that's the trigger. And you trigger the next 7 days as you make Taira, and then you can go into the mikvah.
So what would you do? Hefsik Taira.
Hefsik Taira, and this dubidika on the first day, not the self.
Okay, so that's Rav.
Right.
Right. Okay.
So where is the machakas between them?
Okay, so let's see. Let's take the next position, and we'll think about it. And let's see what Rav is saying. Okay. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, look at Rashi. It's interesting how Rashi does it. He says, "Umikan de'otzarach list was shir Ella la Rebbe Eliezer." The end of the first long Rashi. Mi machzekinan kol shiva bitara mishum bidikas rishon. David Chiloson Bitara. Yeah. Can we what? According to Rebbe Eliezer, can we be Machzikinan Kol Shiva Bitara? Mishum Bidikas Rishon. David Chiloson Bitara. Yes, what's that question? So what I want to say is like this. Now, is according to this position, it means that it agrees that the bedika, that the minyan of Shivas Yomim has to be al yedei bedika. Okay, he agrees with Rabbi Akiva in a certain sense about that. The only thing is, he holds that there are two elements to the bedika. There's the maisa bedika itself, and then there's the chazaka of the bedika. So he holds, as long as you do the Bedikas Yom Rishon, so then you can count every day via the Chezkas, the Chazoka of the Bedika. You don't need to do the Maisa Bedika to be a Maisa Minyan. But you don't need to do, the Minyan doesn't have to be Al Yedei Maisa Bedika, but it can be Al Yedei the Chazoka of the Bedika itself. But he agrees, you dafka need a Maisa Bedika that's via, you need a minion via the Bedika. In other words, if you're going to learn, the Machlokas is like this, that Rabbi Akiva holds every day, and Rabbi Eliezer holds the first day, right? Mm-hmm. So then it would be like this, that Rabbi Akiva holds, that they're really not arguing that conceptually that far. Everybody agrees the bedika of the Shiva, the minion of the Shiva has to proceed ayidei bedika. But is it ayidei maisa bedika, or even ayidei chezkas bedika? So I can say, if I did it on the first day, that's what Rashi says, I can count the rest of the days, because I'm bimachzikinan mishum bedikas rishon. But if I did the last day, that wouldn't help me. Mm-hmm. There's no Maisa Bedika. There's no Maisa Minyan. There's no Sviras Yomim Ayidei Bedika.
So why isn't the Hefsik good enough according to...
Because the Hefsik just sets up the Shivas Yomim. But that's not the Sofra law.
No, but it sets up the Cheskas, Tahara from the Bedika of the Hefsik, no?
But that's not a Maisa. You need to be Moneh... The Shiva Yamim Ayadei Bidika. That's pre-Shiva. That's pre. Now the first Bidika on the Shivas on day one would be a new mitzvah of Minyan Shivas Yamim. And the Minyan Shivas Yamim has to be through Bidika's Shivas Yamim. It's a Bidika of the Shivas Yamim. But that's only going to be, so he's going to have to be on the first day. But then the rest of the days, you can be Ayyadeh the Chazaka of that Bidika. It's not just that I know. This actually requires a separate mitzvah of the Sofra law on the Shiva Nikim. The Hefzik Tara is not a Maisa of the Shiva Nikim.
Right. But the Hefzik Tara does create a Cheskas Tara, just like...
Now we can say Maina is not Pasuach anymore. But it's not going to qualify as a Maisa of Minyan for Shivas Yom. There's no Maisa during the...
I understand. But we're saying Rabbi Lezer, it doesn't require the Vedika to be part of the Maisa.
No, so it comes out that if you're going to learn 1 and 7... It's really a different. It's a very different concept than just the first day, right? If you're going to learn 1 and 7, it really means to say that the bidikos function to be koveya the yamim, but the sviras yamim doesn't require the bidika really.
Right.
If you're going to learn this way, it's more similar to Rabbi Akiva's idea.
Right.
That there is a svira that requires the bidika, but doesn't require the Maisa Bedika for the Sphira. You can rely on the Chezkas Bedika also. But it has to be a Bedika Shiva Nikim. Yeah. I mean, it would require some awareness on the woman's part of the Shiva Yom. You know, I saw the Sidre Tari has a whole long question of there. If a woman...
She's in a coma for 3 days?
Not quite that bad. But... he had a case like this. One was in the middle of Shiva Nikim, and then she had a kesem, and her friend, you know how friends are, told her she has to wait 5 more days before she can restart her Shiva Nikim. So 3 days later, she realized that was wrong. Whatever, right? So can, and she already did the Hefzik Tara right away. She did the Hefzik Tara right away. So can she count those 3 days as part of her Shiva Nikim? Because in her mind, she was not counting them. In her mind, they weren't good. Good question. Huh? So some want to say. I mean, I think he has a very long piece of it. I think he wants to hold. He wants to say that it really has to be some type of a minion going on. Plus, they want us to be. They want to say that if she doesn't think she's doing Shiva Nikim, she's not as aware of her Gashos and things like that.
Right.
That's the other problem they bring up. But anyway, we'll get back to the Maisa maybe later. So what's the last shita though? That Rav holds even the end, even on the 7th day is good. Even on the 7th day is good. That's what you were trying to say, Mendy, no? Something like that. So what would that be? What does he say? Demishum, then you have to bring in, then you need the Hefzik Tara. Then you got to rely on the Hefzik Tara already.
Right.
Dimishum bidika shiva machsekinan kol shisha lefon of bitara. So that cannot be an idea of minyan. It cannot be an idea of minyan. Because how can you be mona in lemafreya on the bidika of the 7th? There's no chazaka that was established until the end. Right, that's for sure. Yeah. So this seems to be a totally different concept, right? Yeah. By the way, this raises the question, the old question. Let's say a woman didn't do a bidika until the 8th day, right? So we definitely, everyone holds that then she blew it. She's got to start over completely, right? Right. Now, the woman did Hefzik Tara. And then she did not do any bidikos until the 8th day. So then everyone agrees that would be the first day of Shiva Nikim.
Right.
No question about that. Why don't you say if you hold the 7th day is good, then
day 2 is really day 1. Right.
And 8 is the 7th from 2. Because, for instance, there's no question you can do that. Like, let's say you need dafka 1 and 7. So if she did 2 and 8, everyone agrees are good. I mean, yeah, it's not that you can't start the Shiva Nakim in, you know, in a delayed. It's not that the Shiva Nakim has to be Mitzurah to the Hafsik. Right. It doesn't have to be Mitzurah to the Hafsik. Yeah, so why isn't that good? So that's this sheet. This sheet is like you were saying, Mendy, I think that he's saying that the Hafsik Tara really itself is Koveya Mamela, the entity of the Shiva's Yom. It's Koveya, the entity of Shiva's Yom, just from the Hafsik Tara. And the only requirement is not really a din of Sfira. It's not that you have to do a Sfira al Yedei the Tara. The Sfira and the Tara are two completely independent ideas. The Hefsik Tara sets up the minion of the Sfira, and as long as they have a Chezkas Tara, as long as you can give them a quality of Nikiyam, that's all that's required. So that's why that's the most Mekel Shita. Whereas all the other Shitas now, up till now, have been dealing with the Bedikos with the Sfiras HaYomim. Either the Bedikos are Koveya, the Chefs of the Yomim, either the Bedikos are the method of the Yomim, or the Cheskas Bedikos is the method of the Sfira. But this is the furthest departure from the concept of the entity of the Sfiras HaYomim with the Tara, with the Cheskas Tara of the Bedika. Now, it's an interesting question in the rush, brings down an interesting machlokas. Question is like this. So what first of all, how do we paskin? How do we paskin? We certainly paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, but do we paskin like Rav or Rabbi Chanina? Right? It's a big nafkamina. So almost everyone holds we paskin like Rav. Most of the Rishonim hold paskin like Rav. The only one is the one is machmir. I think is the smag brings down that we should be machmir. And the Beis Yosef acknowledges that Rov of the Shitas go like the like Rav, but then he says a strange thing. He says, but since it's an Isser Kares, we should be machmir. Which no one understands what he's talking about. Where's the Issacharis? Bisman is there. We're not doing Shiva Nakim really. We're just doing it's really only Nida. So Avadji Yosef wants to that whatever. Yeah, it's a thing like that. It says there are cases like that. Like in the Gemara in Erevin, I think he quotes that on the Rabbonans of a Doraisa. On a drabonon of an Isser Skila, we could be more, make sense to be more Megal.
Well, she really is a Zama, why isn't it?
If she really is a Zama and a Chanami. But most of the times, we do Shiva Nakim, just, you know, even though she's really Nida. But yeah, of course, you're right. Most of the Shilas are not a real Shiva Nakim. Okay, but anyway, but the Rush has like this. He says,
we'll try to get to
that in a minute, but it has to do with this question. The Rush says like this. Right, he goes through the story, through the case. He says, right, Pasuk arrived Zal the Halacha Karav. Mishum the Rav Sheshis, Rav Yirmiyah, Shaklu V'Torah Alibe. That's usually an indication that we hold like that, Shita. Right? Alma, Svir Luhu Kavosei. V'o, Nida Parachalei Mibraiso. Alright, fine. That's a whole complicated story. Okay, fine. So he says like this. But then he goes like this. So we hold like Rav. Fine. Because of Arayvidzal, this is in the middle of Hay, in the Rush. Im vodka atzma be'emtza shiva. So you always got to push it, right? It's enough. You think it's enough. 1 or 7. No. What if it was 3? I can hear somebody on the phone. So he said like this. What if she did bedika in the middle of the week? And that was the only bedika, right? Mm-hmm. He says, Lo Shomati. Haven't heard anything about this. That's what the Rebbe says. Umistavra Lakula. But Mistavra should be good. Share Shaninu Bepirkin, the daf right before. Behefsek Behafsokas Nida. Okay? So the case is like this. By a Nida, Shebodka Atma Bioma Shvi Shachres Umatza Tahora. Ubein Ashmashos Lohifrisha. Okay, so for instance, she was a Nida, and she did a Bedika on the morning of the 7th. She saw that she was that the Dam had stopped. And then she didn't do a Hefsek at the end of the day. So the Nida wasn't over, she didn't do the Hefsek at the end of the day. And then many days later she saw she's Tamea. We can say she was Tahora up until that point. Okay. And then the Gemara says, Then the Gemara says, Afilu Bodka Bishnayim Lenidasa Umatsa Tahora Harezu Becheskas Tara. Okay. Even if she did a Hefsik on the second day of her Nida. And then didn't check again until many days afterwards, we would still say that she was Tahora from the second day until the time that she saw. She didn't have any new rios. So the Rebbe says like this. He says, Hocha b'yi bedika, v'hocha b'yi bedika. In both cases, you need a bedika to establish that she stopped having a riyah. So both of them should be good in the middle. V'haraz ha-levi kosav. So the Rebbe has brought down this, Bala Nefesh. That's a sefer, Bala Nefesh, a sefer on Amida. And in the bottom of this sefer, you have the Balamor. The Balamor says, Ein lilmod bedikas azova shetzricha shiva nekiyam mi bedikas nida ha-kala. So the Balamor says you can't bring a raya from that. That's the case by the Bedika by the Nida is Kal, says. All you need to say is that she stopped seeing. Zava Shivanakims, you have to be machzik betara. So you can't bring a raya. And then he quotes that Gemara, it's a funny Gemara, because the Gemara says that he kept asking him, what about if she saw on the sixth day, right? He says, Omar Rebbe, Sha'altis Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Shimon, Kishayu Mahalchim Baderach, Nida Shebod Katzma Yom Shvi Shachrusu Motza Torah, Benesh Mashalor Frisho, that's the case, Lachar Yom Bod Gomotza Tamea Mahu, so they said it's good. Then he kept asking them, Shishi, Chamishi, Vi, Shlishi, Sheni, Mai? Right? They said, it doesn't make a difference. He said, but I didn't ask them about the first day, and I should have asked them. He only had six questions he was able to ask them. So that's part of the Balamor's critique. Says, you see, you can't just make these, each day is everything. You can't just make these, you can't extrapolate. So therefore, the Balamor disagrees, and they have a similar back and forth in the Taras in the Bedeka bias, Pinosa bias, right? So he says the Eini Roa Kol Sofik. This is the rush now. I don't see what the big problem. I don't see what the question is. The Mistavra the Odef Ha'emtza Yosem in Asof. This chazik b'tara kol yom she'acha ha-bedika. U'bedika she'amar? Okay. So the Rosh says, I don't even understand what the question is. So the Rebbe says the question, he thinks he can figure it out from Nida. The Balamor says, it's a very big question, you can't solve it from Nida. And the Rosh says, I don't even know what the question is. Right. Says, if the first day is good, and the seventh, or the seventh day is good, so the third day is better than the seventh day. At least you can rely now on the bedikos post the third day. In other words, the first day bedika gives you the chazaka after each one. Seventh day means you don't need the chazaka after. You don't need to do it that way. You can catch it all in the end. So what's wrong with the third day? Now I've got the up until the third day, I have the chazaka from the third day back, just like the seventh day would give me. And now I have even better. I've got the chazaka from the third day on.
Right. Well, it's assuming that.
Exactly. He's expressing the idea that tchila is better than zov.
Right.
I mean, the Rosh is definitely expressing the way that we explain the machlokas. If you're going to go to zov is good, so then what's the difference? All you need is to qualify the yamim. All you need to do is set up the shiva nikiyim from the hefsek and qualify them with a bedika. If the sof qualifies all the days before, then certainly in the middle it'll qualify, because the days after are even more certain. But the Rush, but the Baal HaMor and the Ravid are learning that they're learning what? Yeah, what, you wanted to say that side or no? Yeah, so what's the sheet of the Baal HaMor? He owes us no good. It's Dafka 1 or 7. It's hard to define his shita, but it seems like he's holding that there still is an inyan of, there still is some kind of an inyan of minyan shivas yamim. And you can only do it either on the, you have to do, it's only possible on a day that is going to be tofes kol shivas yamim, b'echad. And it's possible to say that the first or the seventh have a way of being as one maisa that is toface the entire entity of Shiva's yamim via the chazaka that it established in the head, or the qualification that it made in the end. But you definitely, it's not just the practicality of applying an idea of Tara to the Shiva's yamim. There's a maisa, it still requires some maisa of being koveya, but the maisa has to be to the shivas yamim as an entity, either ahead or behind. But it's not just knowing that there are 7 days that have tara. Now, it has an important nafkamina, the way we understand. Oh, so how do we hold? Yes, how do we hold? Oh, wait, so there's one, okay. So how do we hold? So we're machmir. I mean, the Mechaber is very strict on Rabbi Chanina. He's very strict on Rabbi Chanina. That's Dafka 1 and 7. Now it's interesting. Within the Shita of Rabbi Chanina, there's a bit of a machlokas.
Right.
Right?
What's the beginning or end, or in the middle anywhere?
Right.
That was a hard spot. Where does that spot come
from?
So the Aruch HaShulchan holds, he just throws it out there, right, just like a mm-hmm. like a throwaway, you know? Mm-hmm. That of course he doesn't mean Dafka 1 and 7.
Right.
Any 2 days.
Where does that come from?
And there's a famous stira in the Dogel Morvava and the Noda Behuda, which are both the same person, right? That if a woman did 1 and 3 and then missed 7, for instance. So the Dogel Morvava, he seems to say it's okay. Like Aruch HaShulchan. But in the Noda Behuda, he was asked this question exactly. When we say 1, and it's just like we hold 1 or 7 or 3. So you see 1 and 7 is not Dafka for Rav. For Rabbi Chanina is 1 and 7 dafka, right? Now that was the question. They asked expressly that specific question. Just like the one that says Rav holds 1 is good or 7 is good, and the Rush holds, the Ravid holds 3 is good. So when Rabbi Chanina says 1 and 7, maybe it's 2 and 6, right? Mm-hmm. So there's another view says absolutely not. There's no comparison, because like we're saying, Rav just means to be koveya. That the minyan shiva is kavua by itself, and now you just have to be, you have to just be machzikit betara, you have to give it a shame tara. Right. So that could be any day. But if you hold 1 and 7, that's a kviyas yamim. Kviyas yamim, you can't do through 2 and 6. Right? He says, but I'll tell you a chiddush that I came up with. Chiddush is, if a woman did 1 and 3, she can do 8.
but not like a lot.
Right. She can do one and three. What do we say? 1, 3, and eight. But 1, 3, and 10 would be no good.
Right.
1, 3, and 9 is Pashuk, says 3 and 9 is just the 1 and 7.
Right.
So how does he get 1, 3, and 8? So he says like this. He says like this.
Because Rishu
Gizar Vilazar, Daraisa.
Right? Since he agrees Daraisa, so how are you going to have Rav Chanina for Yeshua?
So he wants it like this. He says, since Rabbi Yeshua holds one that it could be Bisei Rugin, right? But he holds 1 and 8. You have to start over,
right?
Right? So why? So he says because you need to have a tziruf of the yomim in the minyan. Right, it has to be chazik l'tzirufi. So beyond the meaning of shiva yomim, you can't be mitztaref two yomim together if you have that much space in between. So he says, umino amina lo midi Rabbi Yoshua shomer ein lohem el rishon v'shvi v'soferes od he yomim v'arei mona rishon ima chamisha halalu v'arei moda Rabbi Yehoshua bibodko rishon shmini she'en lo ela shmini bilvad hare ein a rishon yachol litzdarev im shmini vafilu hochi bodko rishon shvi yesh biyad a rishon shvi. So it's not like he just holds you can just collect 7 days within a month or something.
Right.
There's got to be some tziruf between the two. Hare ashvi mitzdarev harishon im hayomim she'acha shiva lahadodi. So the seventh is going to be a bridge to connect the first day to day eight and the subsequent days. Day one and eight don't relate to each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
But all your day seven they're going to relate, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he says yeah, Harei Hashem Mitzrayim Harishon Im Hayom Shachar Shiva LaDadi LeHeichoshev Shiva Nekiim VeHu Adin LiDon BeOfen SheAmarti LeRabbi Chanina Bod Karishon Shlishi UShmini HaShlishi Mitzrayim Yachad Es Harishon Im HaShmini. He says like this VeYodati Sheyesh Lidchos VeLomar DeRabbi Yoshua Domar Ein Lo El Harishon Shvi Chumra BaAlma Komar. Locha Shema Rosa Bentime. The Kevin Shi Chumra Kishem Shalom Mashkiach Al Se Rugen Hachanami Lo Mashkiach Al Tziruf Yomim. Shacha Shiva Mashini came below Bod Kabishvi. The Rabbi Chanina Al Pidin Lo Mahani. Lo Mitzvah for Rishon Klal. Lo Mashachar Shiva Vedok.
Good.
But what's the story to say one and any 2 days?
I think
they're going with the lashon of the smag because the smag expresses himself in a funny way. He says you shouldn't have more than 5 days, right? You know, that's like the way he expresses it. You can't have 5 days between the bedigas.
You can't have five days between
the bedigas. You know what I mean?
No, what do you mean? 6 days.
Like one and eight.
Okay,
I'm not counting the days of bedigas.
Right.
Between the bedigas, you can't have more than five days. Right, you can't have more than 5 days. So I think they want
one
to be.
Seven is the max.
So 1 and 7 is the max, right?
Right.
So they're learning like a different svara. They're learning like a svara.
You need two. You just need two. Magic number.
So, but an interesting nafkamin over here also is the question of bedika balayla. So. I told you, I think I mentioned that Vaji Yosef has an interesting tshuva that if a woman did a hefsek tahara and then only did a bedika on the seventh day, she did a hefsek and a moch. And then she did a bedika only on the seventh day. Okay? So, you know, Vaji Yosef, he's very loyal to Maran. So there's no way you can get away from Maran. Even Ashkenazim have a hard time, according to him, to go against the Shulchan Aruch in Eretz Yisrael. So he wants to say, though, that over here, that it's possible to be mitzdarei fakula, that the bedikas laila will be a bedika.
On the first count, the moch will count as day one.
Even though it's very, very difficult to say that bedikas laila counts as a bedika. Mm-hmm. And there's a strange note of Yehuda that wants to say you can rely on Rashi and Psachim that a bedikas laila counts as a bedika, when that was only coined to Rabbi Yossi, who held mixed yom kula, and we don't pass him like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But basically, he you know, he doesn't really like the Shulchan Aruch's Psach to begin with, basically. But he can't get away from it. So he's makel on that. But I saw an interesting Sijitara. The Sijitara in the back, he has a very sharp point. He wants to say that there's a difference between whether Bedikas Laila will count or not depends on which Shita you hold from. He says if you hold from 1 and 7, then Bedikas Laila won't count. Because that really is a din of Sfira Ayide Bedika. And the Sfira doesn't use all these words, obviously, but the Smaisa Sfira, the Sofra Lost, Sfira is always Bayom. That's right. What we said last time from all those Tosfos, all the Gemaras. So if the Bedikas are functioning as part of Maisa Sfira, then they must be Bayom. But since the Shita of one Bedika during the week is not really a din of Sfira, it's just a din of being Chezkas Tara. During the Shiva Nikim that are Kavua Me'atzman, it shouldn't matter if it's Belayla.
Right.
It's good. It's a good.
It's a long week. The whole week is all the same.
The whole week is all the same. The sphere is not part of the minion. Is not part of the Maisa minion. Is not part of the sphere. If the Bedika is part of the sphere, then the Bedika must be Bayom. But if the Bedika is just qualifying the Yomim that already have the sphere Me'atzman from the Hefsik.
Right.
And it's just giving it the quality. Why can't that quality emerge Balayla?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you're being Machmir for 1 and 7, like Shulchan Aruch, it's not going to help you, no?
Absolutely.
It's not going to help.
You can't combine those two. But that's what...
It won't work for the Balmor either, no?
It's only right, it won't work for the Balmor either.
Only assuming
that's right.
Russian or
either. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, Lamais is a very good question. The Aruch HaShulchan is very... perplexed with the chumrah of the Shulchan Aruch.
Right.
For the 1 and 7.
For this mark, since when does he care what this mark?
But then he saw the next is like kind of went back.
Yeah, the women nowadays have this problem.
He's saying the women nowadays, he's makel on them. Maybe he goes back.
But the next sif, and then he says,
you shouldn't go against
him. Shouldn't go against Shulchan Aruch. It's like confusing.
I mean, l'chatchila, he holds, you definitely shouldn't go against.
Oh, that's what you're saying? That's what I thought, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's what you're
saying. To be sure that she's not really a Zava Gadola.
Right.
I mean.
Right.
Right.
Then you have more leeway.
Right.